Let's go to prayer. Dear God, I want to thank you for what you've already done. I'm not going to wait until the results. I'm going to thank you right now. I'm not going to wait until things look better. I'm going to thank you right now. I'm going to thank you because, Lord, you woke us up this morning. Thank you because without you, we would not be able to listen to this call. I want to thank also Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa, for this call, for this platform, for us to be able to come together from coast to coast to listen to something that we need to hear this morning so we can go out and be a minister in the marketplace. Thank you for all of the things that we have, the DeLeon family. Thank you for allowing them to bring this to us in a way that we all need to be healthy. God, just thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to be here. I want to thank you for if there are difficult times, Lord, just be there for us. I know you're there. God, thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way. Father God, I praise your name. I thank you for traveling mercy. I thank you to the ones that want to be on the call again. I thank you for the ones that's going to listen, and we're going to get a word, Father, so we can go out and be minister in the marketplace. Lord, where there is fear, give us love, peace, and thank you for our finance, Lord, that we're going to be out and go and help our church's organization to be a minister in the marketplace. Well, I want to also thank you. I want to thank you, Lord, for getting me up and getting me to do this. And I'm so happy. I'm so excited about this. I want to thank you for this journey that we're on, that we can move mountains and make sure that our people are healthy. Lord, thank you for this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Our host, are you there, Minister Kai?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Well, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting the people. We are just so excited to have you on the team, and we look forward to the new and greater things that God will be doing for and through you. Master's Call family, again, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are excited that you have joined us here on the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. The Master's Call is brought to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Central Time, and 5 a.m. Pacific Time. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two dynamic and amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and the artist ambassador, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known to us as our Mother Eagle. And we are just so thankful for this call. And we know when God ordains a thing, he gives it not only a mission, but a scripture to stand on. And that mission statement is to enrich, empower, and enhance believers as we begin our day. And the scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So here on the Master's Call, we start this day in prayer, we end the call in prayer, and we pray that you continue each and every day in prayer. We have several announcements this morning. The first is immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number, and it's hosted by our Platinum President, Dr. Dorothy Cook, the godmother of artists, and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout the company. And they want to keep us informed and enhanced and helping us to enhance the lives of those that we touch. And that number is, 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598 pound. That's 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598 pound. We also have an upcoming event in October in the Bahamas. It is going to be another artist empowerment conference, and that will be the second week in November. What you can do if you need more information, you can visit artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. We also here at the Master's Call have our very own website, which every message that has ever been given has been archived. And that website is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. And if you are feeling led to become a part of the team, to, you know, God has placed the word in your belly and you just feel like you're on fire and you just need to get it out, we also have an email address. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, or if you just want to shout out to the Lord, you can do so by emailing us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. So we here at The Master's Call are just so excited about what's going on, and we just want to direct you to the website where we have prayer objectives, all of the bios, and you can just get to know more about The Master's Call. Well, I am going to get out of the way and introduce this amazing and mighty woman of God. I can't say enough about this young lady because she is my sister and my friend. We are talking about our very own Minister LaShawn Shelton. Minister LaShawn is from the area of Jamaica, Queens, New York, and she lives in Delaware at this time. She is the mother of three children that are in love with God. They attend Bethel AME and are very active. LaShawn is in the organized lay ministry to women and soon to be in the prison ministry. Minister LaShawn is also now officially a published author. You can hear LaShawn on Ms. Optimus Speaks Radio and is the founder of Awake the Champion in You Ministry. She believes that there is glory in every story. Her goal is showing others the way to reposition themselves towards the integral God-ordained success. Her ministry touches self-esteem building, HIV prevention, drug and gang prevention, as well as ex-offenders and the homeless. She loves the Lord, and her favorite scripture can be found in Psalms 19:14 and Matthew 28:18-20. So without any further ado, I'm going to present to others and introduce to some none other than my very own sister in Christ, Minister LaShawn Shelton. Minister LaShawn, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Kai. Are you there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my sister. Take it away.
Praise the Lord, and I love you too. I'm sending you a virtual hug, and I just want to say good morning to all of my family on the Master's Call. You all are our family on TMC, so I greet you all with Jesus' joy and with the warmest of kingdom's greetings. And before I even open my mouth, I want to say thank you to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who's celebrating her birthday all month this month. I want to say thank you to you too for saying yes to God when he gave you the mandate for this call. I also want to thank my sister Cynthia for one joining us on the Master's Call and for that powerful prayer, as well as you, Minister Kai. Again, I thank you. But most of all, I want to say thank you to God for giving me another chance, another opportunity to praise his holy name and to give him thanks. So we're going to go ahead and jump into two scriptures. I want you to write these scriptures down. The first one can be found in Samuel 4:21. That's Samuel 4:21. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, "The glory is departed from Israel because the ark of God was taken, and because her husband and in-laws, her father-in-law and husband was taken too." But then I want you to go to Psalms 100:5. Go to Psalms 100:5, where it says, "For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generation." The title of this will be, "The Spirit of Ichabod Has Left My Temple, for Which I Am Thankful." Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you so much for this day you have blessed me with. I ask now, Lord, that I am fully decreased, so no one hears LaShawn, Miss Optimism, or anything else, but hear your word and your word alone. Father, I ask that right now that all is forgiven and all is done in your name, and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In the name of Jesus, I ask that this word touches your children. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The spirit of Ichabod has left my temple, for which I am grateful. There are many, many words that are synonymous with the word grateful. You have beholden, content, contented, grateful, gratified, in debt, much obliged, obliged, overwhelmed, pleased, relieved, and satisfied. And when I hear those words, I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me. When I think about how good God is and how he has done amazing and miraculous things in my life, not only does my soul cry out hallelujah, but my arms are flying all over the place, and I praise him for all that he has done. It is like a radical praise. It's like a you know, uninhibited, uncontaminated praise. It's a praise that glorifies God in the middle of it. It's the praise that glorifies God through it. It's the praise that glorifies God after it. And see, what I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, is do not wait for the blessing to come. And I think that may have went over someone's head. Let me say that again. Do not wait for the blessing to come. Thank him in advance, because God has already promised it to you. Because he says in the book, he tells you right there that if you ask anything in his son's name, that the answer will be yes and amen. So that's a reason to praise him right there. A bill may be due. You may have a shut-off notice. You may have a wayward kid. But you thank him in the middle of it, because God has already promised you that it will be done. But yet in times of trouble, it can be trying, and unfortunately, sometimes we do not trust God. Now, I know everybody on this line is saved, holy, and sanctified, and never experienced anything like that. So I'm just going to say amen, life, and I'm just going to talk to myself, because I know I have been in those times, a few times, where things were just so grim, so dark, so bleak, that I could not understand or comprehend how God was going to pull me out of this situation yet again. So I'm going to talk about me. Ichabod is a famous name found in 1 Samuel chapter 4 and 21, where a mother chose to name her newborn, marking the day that the Ark of God was taken from Israel. And the word Ichabod has the idea of no glory. But it's more commonly used in a sense that a mother used it, that the glory of God has departed. Metaphorically and proverbially, the term Ichabod is often used to describe a church or a ministry work where God is no longer in action. In a sense, Ichabod could be written over the church's doors, yet we do not notice it. It can be written all over your ministry, yet we do not notice it. It could be written all over the works that you do in the marketplace, yet we do not notice it at all. So no one suspects anything is going wrong when they see a rose in the front. And yes, the rose may still be blooming. And yes, the rose may still smell pretty. And yes, it may be red and appealing. But the life force behind those blessings are gone. And it's only a matter of time till death Paul takes over it. I'm going to say that again. Your ministry may look like a rose. However, if it is cut away at the root because God is no longer in it, it is just a ministry. It is just a gathering. It's not a Daniel fast. It's just a diet. If you're not doing or working in God's kingdom, you're just speaking. There's no anointing over it. So I encourage you, brothers and sisters, to praise God through the middle of it and never declare that God is gone. There are times in my life that I don't know if my faith was strong enough to endure the furnace like Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, or what we know as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There were times in my life where that Ichabod spirit plagued me and my fear overwhelmed me. I didn't think that I would have enough faith and strength and endurance like David did when he faced Goliath. There were times when in my life that Ichabod spirit was just so plaguing and just so powerful over my life that I didn't know if I was going to live and or die because of decisions that I made. But glory be to God, I understand now that we go through things, and it's not for us to feel like God has abandoned us. It's not for us to feel like God no longer loves us. It's for us to understand that God works his best miracles in the middle of it. This spirit will prevent us from experiencing what God has in store for us, for you and for me. The moment that we feel that God has abandoned us and proclaim that he is no longer with us, we got a problem. So what would make someone give up on God when he's so loving and kindly blesses us each and every day, even when we do not deserve it? Why would someone shut him out and proclaim it with a birth name of a miracle in itself? Oftentimes we try to microwave God's blessings when we feel abandoned. A lot of times we want to add our own spices and our own recipe in the stew when God is the ultimate chef and does not need us to stir, pour, shake, or cook anything for us. A lot of times we want to be the pilot, the co-pilot, the passenger, the engineer, the person that brings the flights in, the person that brings the flights out, the air controller. We want to do all of that in our lives. But then when you do that and it goes in a horrible, horrible, disarray of a direction, then we want to blame God for it. My pastor said last Sunday, and I tell you, the church was on their feet. We have to stop giving the devil credit for everything that takes place in our lives. We have to understand that there's a point in time where we have to take accountability and responsibility for the things that are happening to us. So, for example, if I do something wrong and I'm penalized for it, the devil had nothing to do with it. I can't say, oh, the enemy is after me and it's a spiritual warfare. No. What happened was I was disobedient to God's word and what he told me to do, which is clearly written in the book, and it's clearly against what my parents taught me and clearly against what the church is saying and clearly against what the laws are saying, but yet and still I decided to do it. So I can't blame the enemy for that. I have to look at myself and say, LaShawn or self, whoever's listening on the line, that wasn't God's intentions for you and or I to do. But oftentimes, we want to microwave God's blessings. We want to change stuff around. We want to flip it and bounce it to our liking so we can continue to do the things that we want to do. And then we want to blame God when it does not work out. But don't you know that God works best in our time of trouble? Don't you know and understand that God is good and God is God all by himself and does not need us to ascertain his delivery of blessings? God is not Santa Claus. He's not Glenda the Good Witch or any other fictitious character our minds peg him to be. The elders used to say, and I remember this clearly, oh, Miss Chappelle used to say, you know, God may not come when you call, but he is always on time. So that goes for that bill. That goes for that child. That goes for that foreclosure. That goes for that repo. That goes for that book you've been wanting to write. That goes for your artist ministry. That goes for your church ministry. That goes for anything that God is supposed to be in it. Do not play it with an Ichabod spirit. So when I heard that, when I read the back of the book, when I understood how God works, when I understood and accepted how he works, when I understood and accepted God in my life, when I understood and accepted God in my life to see how it works and then got washed with the blood of the Lamb and baptized in the water, when I understood that you had to repent and ask God to forgive you, not only for what you may have done or didn't do, but for not trusting in him, that's when it made sense and gave me hope. Grateful. I am so grateful for what God has done in my life and for what he is doing in my life, because it's not over. Until he calls me home to glory, it is not over. So is every day perfect? Absolutely not. But guess what? Nothing of perfection has touched this earth since Jesus ascended into heaven. So don't look at anything as perfect. Don't say there's a perfect time to do something, that there's a perfect place to live, and there's a perfect opportunity. No, you have to seize that moment and trust that God is in it and be still and listen to his voice. There are levels of gratefulness as our change and as our change happens and as we mature in life. When I was younger, I was grateful to get a toy. The phases of life change. We have the part where sports team winning was grateful. When you went to your prom, you were grateful if someone asked you out on a date. There was times when you were grateful when you got that college application, when you knew good and well your GPA was not worthy enough, but God had to step in. Amen, somebody. We also know that we were grateful when we graduated from college. I'll give a double hallelujah for that, because when I went to Delft State in the beginning, my mind was not on God, and my mind was not on in school. I wanted to go to the military. I wanted to be the calendar girl. I wanted to be the cheerleader. I wanted to do this and do that, but that's not what God had ordained for my life. So we are grateful when we graduate from college. We may be grateful when we get into a career field of our choice. We may be grateful when we have that husband, wife, and those kids. But as maturity in Christ change, our gratitude change. Stuff doesn't give us our blessings. God gives us our blessing. I did not get that car. God blessed me with that car. I don't have money in my bank account. God blessed me with money in my bank account. I didn't get that job. God blessed me with that job. Do you see where I'm going, Faith? With maturity in Christ, then our gratitude changes. So now when I wake up in the morning, I am grateful that I am in my right mind. I am grateful that there are air in my lungs. I am grateful that I have full use of my limbs, even when the doctor told me that there will be a day that that will not happen. I know I'm grateful when I look around and I can see, that I can taste, that I can hear, that I can feel, that I can love and be loved. That's what happens when the maturity in Christ sets in. You are grateful that you can pay bills. You're grateful that you have children. You're grateful that you're a spiritual mother. You're grateful for all the blessings that God has given to you. Proverbs tell us to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean into your own understanding. So that means that when you follow that proverb, when you follow that jewel, when you follow that nugget, it automatically removes that Ichabod spirit from your life because you know that it's going to happen, but it's going to happen in God's time. So you may say, well, Sean, that sounds all great and groovy and stuff, but what about my situation? You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know the trials that I've been through. You don't know what's happening in my life right now. You don't know what I'm going to experience when I get off the master's call. This sounds so good, and it sounds amazing and great, but what about me? What about how God is going to bless me? I'm so far out there, he can't bless me. I'm so far in debt, I can't see my way out. LaShawn, how can you say not that have an Ichabod spirit and not to say that God isn't in my life anymore because he took my child, he took my wife, he took my husband, he took my house, he took my car, he took all these things from me. Beloved, what I say to you is this. People, places, and things are exactly that. People, places, and things. And sometimes God will change the script and remove things in your life for his glory. And you may say, well, what kind of glory can I get from him taking my child? Or what kind of glory can I get from being divorced? Or what kind of glory can I get from now being homeless? When you remove that Ichabod spirit from your life, God will start revealing things to you. He's going to start telling you that joy will come in the morning and that there's a reason why I put you through what I put you through. And he's going to walk with you through it from the beginning until the end. He's going to show you and manifest a blessing at the end of that experience. You are now equipped to go out there and be a great minister in the marketplace and stand there flat-footed and say that God is good, and he's good all by himself, and that the reason why you went through what you went through is so you can do God's greatest work, and that's to help somebody else. I have a very, very good friend whose son was murdered in front of her, and she says she could not understand for the life of her how God was going to get the glory out of that and how she was going to move on. But do you know years later, right now, she is helping hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of mothers and fathers who experience the same thing. And for that, that is kingdom building. For that, God is getting the glory. For that, she is getting closure. For that, she is getting healing. For that, she is being blessed because she understands that it's not about her or her son, but it's about the glory that God is going to give you. So, beloved, what I tell you is this. When you feel that an Ichabod spirit is plaguing you, when you feel that God has left your life, when you feel that your ministry can't move on, when you feel that your church isn't growing, when you feel that God is no longer in you or through you, I encourage you to get on your knees, beloved, and throw your hands up and thank God in the middle of it. And thank God for the transformation you're going to experience. And thank God for the blessing that you're about to have. And then go to Psalms 100, chapter 5, where it reads, I shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness and come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord God is good. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his holy name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Beloved, get rid of the Ichabod spirit and trust in the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, and with all your understanding. And understand this, that no matter what it is that you're going through, God will pull you through it. Back to you, Minister Kai.
My God, my God, my God. What an amazing word, Minister Sean. We are going to go to the Father in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now. And we ask you for a special blessing on Minister LaShawn, oh Heavenly Father, as she continues to promote her book. Give her your blessing. Lord, do your will. Have your way in her life. Pour the virtue that she poured out to us back into her 100-fold, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you for all that you are doing. We thank you that Dr. P.K. Roberts is well and enjoying and celebrating her birthday month. We thank you that she is on the mountaintop with you, oh God, and that you are having your way with her. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa. We thank you that her Uncle Frank is doing well and he is responding and that her mother has calmed down and that her blood pressure is back to normal. We praise you because we know that you are in the midst of that family and that situation. And for that, we thank you. We thank you because we know that only you, God, can have your way. That cancer is a name, and it must bow down to the name of Jesus. And so we bind up cancer. We bind up sickness and disease. We bind up anything that is trying to attack and press your people in a way that you have not ordained, Lord. So we consider it done in Jesus' name because we know that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So we just want to stand here and stop and praise you because you have created us. You have allowed us to be in this place, in this time, for this season, oh Heavenly Father. And we just thank you. And we are binding up that Ichabod spirit, oh Heavenly Father, because we know that you want us to continue to work and do your will. So, Father God, we desire your presence. We want to be in that place where you are. We want your perfect will working in our lives. We desire nothing more than you desire us to have. We are going to walk according to your word. We will surrender our will to yours. We will press through whatever situations and circumstances come our way because we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. That you have made us the Alpha and not the Omega. You are the Alpha and Omega and have made us the head and not the tail, oh Heavenly Father. And we thank you for that because we know that you are God all by yourself. We know that you know every prayer request, every need, spoken and unspoken, oh Heavenly Father. So we thank you for meeting them in advance. We're going to shout right here and praise you for whatever the outcome is, oh Heavenly Father, because the word says, your will be done. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we just thank you. We praise you, we magnify you, and we lift you up. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Again, if you need to hear the playback of this amazing word, because she just had me going, thank you, Lord. This amazing word from our own Minister LaShawn, you can do so today by dialing 712-432-1085 and the pin code 957-677-POUND. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598-POUND. And if you want need more information about the upcoming Artist Empowerment Conference in November, you can go to artistempowermentconference.com. We just want to thank you for being here and joining us today, because we know that God came forth and gave us a mighty word. Minister LaShawn, can you come back and give us our benediction, please?
Good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
Absolutely. Take it away.
Glory be to God. Whew, thank you, Jesus, for using me. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Now that we are leaving this call, but never ever in your presence, Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just ask that you bless us, and we thank you already for the traveling mercies that you are blessing us with. We thank you in advance for all that you are doing in our life today and every day, God. And most of all, we thank you for removing that Ichabod spirit from our life, knowing that you will never ever leave us or forsake us, because you are God and God all by yourself. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, and greet your brother and sister with Jesus' joy. Have a great day. Bye-bye.